most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Hey, Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back, everyone, all my listeners out there. Love you all for tuning in. Hey, what's going on with your lives? Well, you know, it's just been another devastating week. I leave you all, and then a devastating week happens. I know I really have to do the show every day. Here we go. We already got tweets coming in. But I really have to do the show every day just so we can keep current. But let me turn off my T-Mobile phone over here. Little drop there, but totally devastating weekend in Boston, and it's like tragedy after tragedy, and such sadness is happening in this world. We're going to talk about it tonight here on Max and Friends, so I want you to be part of the show. Call in at 323-203-0815, hashtag Max and Friends, and hashtag Boston, of course, is a trend already going. I've got to give a great big shout out and a congratulations to Chelsea Cross. She did it. Her TV show is now out there. She had her premiere the 18th. She's been here. She's a friend on Max and Friends. She's just really great. She's had a show here on LA Talk Radio too. She's moved to the East Coast to New York, and now she has the Chelsea Cross Show. So check your local listings for the Chelsea Cross Show. Much love, Chelsea. Can't wait to have you here. Hey, speaking of the East Coast, you know I'm doing a huge event, everyone, with who? No one else. The one and only, my girl, Miss Patti LaBelle. You know, she says, what's my name? Patti. Anyway, Patti's going to be in New York on May 11th, which is Mother's Day weekend. Now, if you want to make a difference on Mother's Day weekend for the children at the Children's Hospital at Montefiore in the Bronx, then join us on May 11th, Saturday, May 11th. What it is, it's an evening with Patti LaBelle. I'm chairing it with Bree Bythewood, my dear friend from New York, who's got a girl was just casted on a show for Bravo, so we got to have her here, City Sisters. It's just so much is going on in the world. You turn away from Max and Friends for 6 days, and on the seventh day, it's like everything rose again, isn't it, people? Speaking of rising again, hit me up on Twitter, because I'm getting all your tweets right now, and they're rising up, so I love you all for tweeting. Keep on going. Call into the studio tonight, 323-203-0815. Well, Con Jackson is going to be joining us in just a moment. And then later, we have Miami Beach Commissioner. I hope he wins. We've got Dave Crystal joining us. So we've got a great show tonight, but we're going to talk about Boston. We're going to talk about a really great new thing that Con Jackson has created literally in 3 days. So, you know, it's like when you get that inspiration to create, you got to go with the flow. Get in the flow, be inspired to do it, and just trust your instincts. You know, it's like everyone says, Max, you know, you always talk about your guru, Majaya. Ourself, we are our biggest gurus. We just need to tune into ourselves, listen to ourselves, trust ourselves, and own ourselves. Speaking of own, are y'all watching Jan LaVansant? Oh my goodness, on Fix My Life. Well, like I tweeted the other night, not only is Jan La changing lives, she's changing the world one show at a time. So tweet me what you think about the show. Did you see Sherry from Housewives of Atlanta? Oh, all I could say is my favorite quote from this past show, Fix My Life, was when the elephants fight, the grass suffers. Speaking of suffering, America has suffered. We've got Con Jackson joining us in just a minute. And because I love America so much, and because we are the land of the free and the home of the brave, there was a song written called America's Song. And we're going to play it here tonight on Max and Friends, because this is how resilient we are. This is how strong we are. And even though we fall down, we get up on Max and Friends, America's Song. Stay tuned, Con Jackson, when we're back.
Tennessee to Hawaii, from mountaintops we have dreamed from sea to shining sea.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was America's Song. Isn't America beautiful? You know, it's like, even though this country has seen such amounts of hatred towards us, we always rise, you know, and it's like, it reminds me of that Maya Angelou poem, Rise, out of the hoods of history's shame, I rise. So as a nation, we're rising. And it's sad that, you know, we just rise at these difficult times. I remember September 11th happened and everyone was pro-America. We rise together. And then all of a sudden we just like fall by the wayside and we forget about our fellow man and we forget about being cautious. We forget about, you know, looking out. There's always those signs. If you see something, say something. But all we're seeing is our phones and our apps and our iPhones and our smartphones and our Facebook and our Twitter, that we're not observing our surroundings, people. So let Boston be a wake-up call to all of us to really just, you know, be vigilant and look at our surroundings. Let's get a little more people-oriented about this country. You know, united we stand, divided we fall. Well, we fell in Boston because there was a division, because we're not focused on each other. So on that note, there's really a movement happening because of Boston. And it's entitled LaceUpForBoston.com. It's happening tomorrow. Con Jackson, well, I've been on his show, so I'm really pleased that he's going to be on Max and Friends tonight. Not only is he a Harvard grad, but he focuses on recognizing people, making a difference, and inspiring people through entertainment. He is a founder of Inspire One Entertainment and host of the TV and radio show Get Connected with Con Jackson. And recently, literally 3 days ago, started the awareness campaign called LaceUpForBoston.com. So I always say .com so you know where to go. LaceUpForBoston.com. Welcome the one and only Con Jackson to Max and Friends. Con, pull up your mic and welcome.
Max, first of all, you are not allowed to take a vacation anymore.
No more vacations.
No, you've been gone for a week. We need you on the air.
You know, I would love to do a show every day, but we've got to fit it into my schedule. But, you know, you are the one that's always doing shows, too, because you've got the radio show, you've got the TV show. How did you all get started into this whole industry, Con?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on, Max and Friends. I can't thank you enough for your support, your listeners' support. I got kind of a brief story. I went to Cornell University, Disney, Harvard Business School, investment banking. 9/11 happened. A broken engagement, and I said, you know, life is short, what do I want to do? And I said, you know what, I've got a little money in the bank, and I want to recognize people making a difference. I didn't understand why Hollywood was so focused in other areas, and, you know, we put the sails up, and it's been a great journey. We've interviewed amazing people. I know you're doing a big event with Patti LaBelle. We've interviewed her, you know, Usher's on board with this cause, Sarah Blakely, the founder of Spanx, and you, one of the first ones to sign on and join in on this movement to wear tennis shoes or running shoes to work tomorrow in a symbolic show of solidarity.
You know, it's interesting because the minute I saw it on Facebook, I was like, we got to do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've got to let the people know, support, love, solidarity. What is, speaking of sneakers, what sneakers are you going to be rocking to work tomorrow? That's what I want to know.
Well, these sneakers have been with me very... I have a great story to tell. You know, the ones that have mud splashed on them, and I pick ones that are people are going to be like, what are you wearing? But, you know, running shoes, tennis shoes are also symbolic of freedom, as you know, Max. And, you know, we can't all be in Boston up there. We can't, you know, we can send our money and donations and so forth. But what's something we can do around the offices and our work just to get people talking about it and show that we're all together for Boston?
Absolutely. Now, speaking of Boston, where were you when the bombing happened?
Wow, that's good. I mean, that sounds like where were you when the space shuttle went off or 9/11? Let's see, where was I? You know, how did I hear the? You know, Max, right off the top of my mind, I must have heard it from someone, and then obviously went on online. I still remember when I found out about 9/11, how long it took to get on the internet because it was so overwhelmed. But what a sad day. But one of the stories are, you know, with Flight 93, you know, from 9/11, where people went after the terrorists. And after the bombing here, what I noticed was how many people were running to the scene and not away from the scene, you know, in chaos. And those people really touched my heart, the ones that, even in the darkest of times, went towards evil and brought goodness. So I salute the people of Boston.
Absolutely. Now, when, you know, this whole story broke, I mean, it was really quite intense because no one knew exactly what was happening, you know, and that's always like the media, it's really, they give such a bad, quick analysis of something that happened and then it's not true. So people are like, they're lied to, let's just call a spade, because that's what this reporting was at the beginning, you know, so for us, because we really get into the inspirational aspect of entertainment and reporting, you know, and do you wait to tell stories or do you just dive into them like some of the big news stations? Do you wait for the facts?
Well, I respect you for that. You know, you're a leader in that area, and I know you're talking to hopefully a new, a Miami commissioner that will bring, truth to the forefront. But what you're asking, you know, I'm home based out of Atlanta, and, you know, CNN has such a struggle being a 24-hour news cycle to go off anything, and it really does bother me that many of the younger journalists don't get the facts straight, and then they just report what someone else reported without checking facts. So I think we both went to great schools. I even know you went in Florence, Italy to study, but I just want to say that you've got to hold the story until you've got it verified twice.
Because, mm-hmm. You know, it was interesting. What had happened was first they said that they had captured the guy, then they said they didn't. So there was all this miscommunication, and, you know, people, especially Americans, you know, now with Twitter and now with all Instagram and all of this quickness, we really start believing the hype. And I think it's really dangerous because it's not letting us be still in the moment and understand what just happened. You know, we're so eager to be the first to break the story. And then, of course, what happens is Texas. So all of a sudden, we have all these different bombings happening, and we don't know, are they all terrorist attacks? What is really going on? So, you know, I salute your whole aspect of this, because instead of you going on air and reporting, you're like, you know what, I'm coming up with laceupforboston.com. So what inspired you to, literally like 3 days ago you were telling me, to get this whole campaign going?
Well, it's interesting. As you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, you mentioned 9/11 and how it really, we had time to, you know, just think and ponder, and solidarity and the support, like you said, was an outpouring. I remember standing on Peachtree Street here in Atlanta with candles and seeing miles and miles of people out doing something with candles, you know, Lance Armstrong and, you know, the yellow wristbands or ribbons. And I was like, what can we do? Like, I did a morning run the day afterwards with 300 people that met downtown, you know, thanks to Facebook and Twitter, messages got out and said, hey, runners, let's just do a mile run of silence in Peachtree. So I did that. And then I was like, you know, it's cool that the running community is doing runs all around, but not all of us are necessarily runners, but what could we do? And given the marathon and tennis shoes, and I was like, and we've got to do it quickly because the way the news cycles work, we're on to something else. So I said, Monday, we're locking it in, and got a graphic artist that put it out on Craigslist or something, and someone responded in Pittsburgh, and I got a web designer in LA that answered a call on Thursday, and bam, we were off and running.
You are off and running. Now, you got this page up and running just as fast. So tell people what they've got to do tomorrow and why laceupforboston.com is not only something that includes support, love, and solidarity, but it's something that as a community, as a nation, we all have to do tomorrow.
I so thank you, Mac, for signing on. And you said you were going to do it. You didn't even have to ask a question. You just said, you know what, this is the right thing to do. You said earlier about getting into the flow. We are creatures of energy, and I know you talk about that, where, you know, when we see someone else walking around with tennis shoes tomorrow, or even you, someone's going to ask you, why are you wearing tennis shoes? Like, you know, you can't get away with running with tennis shoes at work, and you go, you know what, I'm standing up and standing proud for the people of Boston. It gets people talking about it. It gets us talking about the right kind of things, how great our community is, and please, please, the website is Lace, like the laces of your shoes, laceupforboston.com, and it's that simple. There's no money. It's just wear the shoes, be proud of Boston, and be proud of being an American.
Absolutely. And, you know, the importance of having you on tonight is because this is something that, as a nation, we have to do together. Again, united we stand, divided we fall, people. So I really need you all to be tomorrow, a nation that is united. We really need to, you know, as ridiculous as it might look, if you got your great suit on, you've got that Tom Ford suit, or you've got your Burberry suit, and you've got some kick-ass sneakers going on tomorrow, do your thing, be proud. And, you know, if people ask you why, and you say, you know, it's for Boston, remember that Martin Richard, the little 8-year-old boy who died, you know, his face is all over now. I mean, Oprah has him on OWN. He's literally become the poster child for this, holding up his sign like stop hurting people. So there's a great African inspirational quote. Y'all know I say it here all the time on Max and Friends. Every time you say my name, my spirit shall live. So tomorrow, when people say, why are you wearing sneakers? Say, I'm wearing them for Martin Richard. And not only for him, but also for Boston. Khan, what's next? Where are you going, my friend?
Well, we are super thrilled. I hope I can get up to New York to your Patti LaBelle event. I know that you you do so much for the Unicorn Children's Foundation. I salute you for that. You know, tomorrow is going to be really, really awesome day. I can't thank everyone for taking the torch. Even tonight, your listeners, please, you know, you can get on Facebook or get the picture off, Lights Up for Boston. Get that picture, get it on Facebook, and we still got a couple more hours to make sure people wake up and have their shoes ready to go.
Absolutely. Speaking of the picture right now, people, I'm Instagramming it. You can steal it from me. You can go to laceupforboston.com and take it directly from there. Wear your sneakers tomorrow and just make a difference, right? I mean, that's the simplicity of it, isn't it, Khan?
It really is. And continue to listen to Max and Friend. This is something I know is a symbolic one-day gesture, but I really love what you're doing to bring us into the flow of togetherness and what we can achieve together. So thank you, Max.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for listening to your intuition and going with it, because, you know, it's like you said, Usher's getting involved. It's like once, you know, you light that little spark, the whole, they say what Buddha's quote is, 1,000 candles can be lit from one. So thank you for lighting the one with this. And I really think tomorrow, not only 1,000, but 1,000,000 candles are going to be lit tomorrow. Yeah, so you are the man.
Yeah. And when you mention ideas, anyone out there that has an idea, whether it's a nonprofit or your business, I always say that, you know, your ideas, if they're inside, are in the dark, right? If you get them out into the light, people can help. Like Max got involved right away, and Usher and Sarah Blakely from Spanx, right? If you get it to the light, those candles all come around you, and it's amazing what's happening. Thank you. God bless you, Max.
God bless you. And, you know, the last time I was on your show, I think we were doing some kind of a cooking segment. So I hope to see you soon again on your show.
Yeah, I love the way you cook it up for life, man. Keep it on, and we're going to share a meal together and celebrate your awesomeness.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because I know you're in Atlanta, and one of my favorite places there to go is the Buckhead Diner.
Well, you're my guest, and I can't wait to see you, give you a big hug. Keep your energy alive, because we all enjoy listening to Max and Friends. Thanks, Max.
Thank you for being here. LaceUpForBoston.com, Khan Jackson. A great guest tonight. Thank you so much for being here, Khan.
Peace out, bro.
Peace out. So, everyone,
well,
I
guess I should say lace up. That should be my thing.
Yes.
Lace up.
That's it. Yes, you got to start those bumper stickers. Lace up.
Lace up, bro.
I like
you.
That. We're going to close the show with lace up. All right, my friend. Lace
right,
up,
thanks,
and I'll
man.
Talk to you later. Peace out. Lace up. All right. Well, everyone, we spoke about the name Martin Richard. He was that little 8-year-old boy that really became, you know, the face of this tragedy. And it really saddened me to see him on the TV screens and, you know, to then put his family to it. And then the horrific happenings with his mother and his sister. And, you know, his father, man, it's like, imagine, I can't even imagine. I don't want to imagine. And I hope that, you know, his name is definitely not going to go into vain, because I know that there's so many wonderful things happening just because of his little spirit. His little light is shining so bright right now. And for Martin Richard, we're going to play. Hey, you know what, Ronan? Can we get This Little Light of Mine instead? Let's go on a positive note with Martin Richard. For every time we say his name, his spirit shall live. Right, do we have it, Ronan? Let me know. We're going to play This Little Light of Mine. And when we're back, we've got Dave Crystal joining us, and we're going to talk about Miami, since, you know, I'm a new resident down there, and what's going to be happening to Miami. This Little Light of Mine for Martin Richard on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. That was This Little Light of Mine from Martin Richard, the little boy who died, in that horrific Boston tragedy. So just send out prayers to his family, everyone, and just keep saying his name so that his little light will always, always shine. Well, going from the East Coast, Boston, we're going to go head south right now. We're going to take a flight on Delta.com to Miami Beach. You all know that I became a resident of Miami. I live down there. I love it. And I'm just all over the place between LA, Miami, and the East Coast. So Miami, though, is just one of those places that I love. It's become one of my favorite cities, beaches, towns, communities. I love living in Miami Beach. And the reason why I love living in Miami Beach is because it offers you everything. And Miami got a lot of problems going on right now. And there's someone who I like to call the transparency of truth. He is running right now for the candidate for commissioner of Miami Beach. He was also the former candidate for mayor of Miami Beach. He's joining us tonight on Max and Friends. We have Dave Crystal joining us because we're going to talk about Miami and also about how things are going to change, not in Miami, but also hopefully in the rest of the United States, because Miami is going to become a better place. So Dave Crystal, welcome to Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio.
Thank you for having me, Max. How are you?
I'm so glad that you're here. I'm doing really, really well. Everyone, please go to crystalforcommissioner.com. I forgot to mention that, but definitely go there right now so you could see who we're talking to. And why am I bringing Dave on this show? Everyone's asking, since I am like living in Miami. Dave, you've got to tell me what's going on in this new place that I call home and how you're going to help it.
Well, Miami Beach is actually a separate city from Miami, but some of the issues that are going on here do traverse there as well. But again, I'm running for commissioner of Miami Beach, and it is quite distinct from Miami. And Miami Beach, as you know, it's a very historical town, originally founded in 1915, one of the great American treasures, and we're at risk of losing it for a whole slew of reasons I'm sure we'll discuss. And that's why I'm fighting. I'm fighting to save it. I'm fighting to save it financially and ethically and morally. And I hope if my team wins and a few other people like me get elected to the commission, it'll be a major turning point in our history.
Absolutely. You know, I'm on the beach. I'm right down off Collins, and I absolutely love living there, a block from the ocean. The one problem I have, though, and I really want to talk to you about this, is the whole flooding scenario. Last week, I was down. I was having breakfast at this little place called Le Provençal, right next to the Ritz-Carlton. It rained for about 10 minutes. The flooding was insane. People were pissed. How are you going to help the flooding situation in Miami Beach?
Okay, it's funny you mention that. Frankly, I'm the only one who's had a plan the last few years. With that said, the flooding issue has to be divided into two separate issues. One is water levels, tide levels, and neap tide flooding, which occurs about the last 2 months of the year. And that has more to do with the positioning of the moon, gravitational pulls, and the water levels, you know, worldwide, frankly. And there's not much we can do for that except employ a very serious pumping systems, which, with the help of the state, we're going to start doing in Alton. And that's a very, very expensive long-term project. Now, however, I have had a solution, continue to have a solution for the flooding that's rain-induced for the other 10 months, and no one has taken that seriously. What happens typically in Florida is that we spend maybe 2-3 weeks without any rain, and the ground gets very dry, and then, of course, we have a major storm, and the ground cannot absorb the rainwater fast enough, and next thing you know, in the same 10 locations throughout Miami Beach, we have horrific flooding which has resulted in countless reports of damages, hundreds of thousands of dollars in damages to flooded car engines and storefronts and things of that nature.
What I suggest
we do in that case is rent what we call rug trucks from American Airlines and the county, used for sucking excess water off of tarmacs, and position them ahead of time, because, you know, we have weather reports like everybody else, position them ahead of time on those same 10 locations that are notorious for flooding, let's say 10th and Alton, Purdy Avenue, 78th and Carlisle, Chase Avenue and 40th, for example. And have them basically be the difference between water reaching, you know, midway up the tire and reaching the engine. You know, naturally it depends on the rate of rain, but it could, you know, seriously mitigate that problem.
Absolutely.
Again, the point of government is to help citizens. And if you have to spend a few thousand dollars to save the citizens, hundreds of thousands of dollars, that's what you have to do. But unfortunately, we don't have a government that puts the voting citizens first. We have a government that puts tourists and their special interests and other special interests first. And they're, of course, the financiers and their cronies. So that's really what my campaign is about, putting the citizens and the taxpayers and the residents first for the first time in a generation.
You know, now let's talk about you, because people are tuning in right now, and I just got a tweet like, why are you guys talking about flooding in Miami? And the simplicity is because one person can make a difference. So why do you believe you are that one person that's going to make a difference for Miami Beach?
Well, because past is prologue, and I've been ahead of the curve, for 6 years now in every single instance and every single issue. When I first ran for mayor of Miami Beach several years ago, I knew I likely would not win, but I wanted to run to get my issues out to the press and get the attention deserved, mainly issues of fiscal lack of responsibility or lack of fiscal responsibility, wasteful spending, out of control or ballooning salaries and pension liabilities, which alone will bankrupt the city in less than 15 years. And frankly, nobody was talking about that 4 or 5 years ago. I was the first candidate to post in an Excel file on my website. Back then it was crystalformayor.com, and now I'm doing the same for crystalformayor.com, the salaries of every single employee of the city of Miami Beach. And if you go there now and click on that file, you'll see 30% of our employees make over $100,000 a year. And these are not people with Ivy League degrees or PhDs, mind you. So clearly, there have been and continue to be inflated salaries. And the fact of the matter is, no one even mentioned these issues publicly until I made a big stink about them several years ago. Now, finally, they're tackling these issues.
Quick question: Why do you care so much about Miami Beach?
Well, I've been a proud resident of Miami Beach for 10 years. But even if you're not a proud resident of Miami Beach, anyone in the county should care about Miami Beach, because Miami Beach is the engine for the entire county. And anyone in America should care about Miami Beach, because if we lose an historical city like Miami Beach, you know, who's to say Virginia Beach isn't next? Who's to say your city
isn't next? Absolutely. You know, and I love the fact that you're saying about the historical Miami, because just as, you know, I mean, Miami is really Miami Beach. Everyone, when I say Miami Beach, but it's really such an incredible place, you know, and even when you walk down Ocean Drive and you see all those historical deco hotels and they're all being renovated, you know, just in my block alone, I think 20 hotels are being renovated and redone. And it's really, I could really see people are coming back to Miami Beach. You know, it had a little absence for a little bit, but now people are like, they're coming back from all over the world. It's really become, again, this massive tourist destination. And there's just something about Miami Beach, people. The reason why I live down there and I love Miami Beach is that the vibe that Miami offers is literally none. Like, there's no other place in the United States like it. And I totally get why Dave Crystal is so passionate about Miami Beach, because it's the same passion that I share for it. So there's a lot going on, and I just see things happening every day. You know, when I walk down the sidewalks, and you always hear people talking, and there's a lot of gossip going around Miami Beach, and there's a lot of corruption going around Miami Beach. Dave Crystal, you're the man that's going to basically make corruption transparent. Would you agree, if that's the right terminology?
Well, let it be known and exposed. Yes, I've been doing that for years. And again, when I say past is prologue and I've been ahead of the curve, anyone could Google this. And I hope to win on that premise alone. I mean, if you were to Google Dave Crystal, Miami Beach fights corruption 2009 or exposes corruption 2009, 2010, 2011, you'll see a litany of articles on me. You Google any of my opponent's name, fights corruption, Miami Beach, you won't see anything. So I was the guy who was, besides the first person to expose all the salaries and all the wasteful spending in terms of that, which is not technically illegal, although some of it may be the result of self-corruption and quid pro quos. I was the first guy in the history of Miami Beach running for office to publicly refer to the city of Miami Beach as a RICO organization, and to publicly state that there were shakedowns and extortions going on in the co-compliance division. Now, nobody believed me when I said that. Certainly, some people must have known, but they pretended not to. So those in the know didn't want to associate with me, and those who didn't know didn't want to believe me because it sounded too unreal. But I was pounding the pavement. I was speaking to hotelier and club owner after club owner and business owner after business owner, and I could honestly say about 30 to 36% of them said they were subject to shakedowns or extortion threats at the hands of building department officials or co-compliance division officials. And, you know, that's not a statistical anomaly. That's a trend. I mean, that's happening. That's real. Mm-hmm. If all these people who don't necessarily know each other are saying the same thing over and over again, that's happening. And I let that be known. And, of course, I was ignored then, but all the headlines have vindicated me. Just 2 to 4 months after I lost the election for mayor in 2011, the FBI, not Miami Beach Police, the FBI no less, swooped down here and arrested two Miami Beach firefighters and seven Miami Beach officers, and there were other arrests since then as well. And we had been calling for the resignation of George Gonzalez. Finally, George Gonzalez was forced to resign. So we effected a lot of serious change, forever and for the better for the city. And I did that by losing an election. So just imagine what I could do by winning an election.
By winning it, absolutely. Now, here's the thing. On your website, crystal4commissioner.com, you talk about honesty, you talk about integrity, you talk about join the movement to restore City Hall. How can the people of Miami Beach get involved, be part of that movement, besides voting for you to help restore City Hall?
Well, besides voting for me, I mean, nobody likes to talk about money in politics, but the fact is my opponents will outspend me, and that's fine. As long as I raise a modicum of money, we'll have the better message, and we have many more volunteers joining us every day, and we'll win. But we do need a modicum of money. We do need a critical mass of money. So you could donate. That's the first thing I would encourage people to do, whatever you can afford, $20, $40, $100, $500 is the maximum. Whatever you can afford, click on the donate button and follow the prompts. If you can't afford to donate or you'd like to do even more than donate, you could, phone bank for us. You could knock on doors with me. We're going to qualify by petition, and I'm going to be the second candidate in generation to do so. You could, approach.
You can go on Facebook, too. Everyone, go on Facebook. Join the group because you've got your page there, Christopher Commissioner. So join the group there. You can see the events that are going on. There was just one. There was a Christopher Commissioner kickoff party. You just had it a couple days ago in Miami Beach, which was a successful event. Now, I see on Lincoln Road, there's a lot of vacant spaces.
Right.
Why should people come back to Lincoln, come back to Miami Beach to have businesses there?
Frankly, until a new generation, I hate to say this, but until a new generation is elected, you shouldn't. I would never open up a storefront in Miami Beach. So many great businesses like Joe Allen on Purdy Avenue, the great restaurant Joe Allen, which is successful in other cities, Paris, San Francisco, you name it, have gone out of business on the beach. Because, frankly, many of them go out of business before opening their doors because it takes a year and a half sometimes to get the permits. And it's anything from harassment to lack of accountability to lack of transparency to lack of responsiveness. It's just not been a business-friendly city over the last 6 to 10 years. And that's one of the things I'm trying to improve.
How do you feel about like H&M opening and Gap opening another store? For me, honestly, it's like it kind of really pisses me off that all of these big monopolies are coming into Miami Beach because it really should be like a charming beach. I love on the weekends they have all of the fairs going on and you can do the antiquing and then you can do the fresh markets. And then all of a sudden you have like an H&M opening. Are you pro or against big stores?
You just answered the previous question. Why is it that these big Fortune 500 or Fortune 1000 corporations are opening and the mom and pops are going out of business? Because they could afford the lawyering and they could afford the experts to expedite the permitting and to put pressure on people and to make connections with people they need to make connections with to be treated fairly. But everybody should be treated fairly, whether it's the mom and pop or whether it's the Fortune 500 corporation opening up shop on Lincoln Road. But the mom and pops can't wait a year, 2 years to open.
Right.
They can't pay the lawyers. They can't pay the permits. They can't sit there and lose the income for 2 years waiting for the store to open. The H&Ms can. That's exactly why that's...
And it's really become a big shame because I've got a great friend of mine. Her name is Letty Alvarez, and Letty owns L.A. Suites in Brickell. She wants to come to the beach, and she can't. It's becoming a problem for her just because of what you're saying. So, Miami Beach is really a great place to live. And where can people go to see you next? Where are you going to be?
I'll probably be at Foxhole again towards the end of the month. Frankly, I'm just knocking on doors at this point, and I'm happy to have anybody host me. My challenge to all Miami Beach voting citizens is if you could bring 10 such voting citizens in your apartment or your association, wherever you are, at the same place, same time, I'll come. I'll speak for 2 hours, however long you want to keep me. And that's what we're doing. We're just doing it, door by door, person by person, group by group. And I'm sure we'll have another major event in 1 or 2 months. But really, we're just trying to touch 6 to 10,000 people per person at a time.
Absolutely. Now, I just got a tweet from someone. And they say, how do you feel about reality shows coming to Miami Beach?
I'm not particularly for or against them. I'm in favor of any economic opportunity that helps the beach and helps the community.
And they're quite interesting, those shows down there. But nonetheless, we've got to wrap it up pretty soon, so tell people why and when they should vote for Dave Crystal for Commissioner of Miami
Beach. Election day is November 5th, and early voting will probably be the last 2 weeks of October, and absentee ballots will go up before that. And listen, if you want change, if you want to put an end to the corruption and wasteful spending, or put an end to the nepotism and cronyism, it's going to take new faces and fresh perspectives and a new generation, and I've been exposing these issues all along, and I've been right all along, and the newspapers have vindicated me, and so now it's time to elect the people who have been right all along and not the people who have been wrong all along. It's time for some serious change and some serious new direction.
a new generation. I'm joining your force, Dave Crystal, because I believe in you, and I really believe that Miami Beach is a place that's going to change so rapidly once the right people are in the office. So keep on doing what you're doing. Mazel tov, do your thing. Thanks. And I hope to actually see you. I'll be there probably this weekend, so I will hit you up and I will join your force.
Fantastic. Give me a call. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm going to put you in touch with Letty Alvarez because I want LA Sweet Cupcake Store in Miami Beach, Little Mom and Pop Shop.
Well, let's do it. I'll be the first customer.
There you go. Have a great week ahead, and thank you so much for joining us on Max and Friends.
Thank you, Max. Thank you.
Bye. Have a good night. That was Dave Crystal, everyone. He is the candidate for commissioner of Miami Beach. Support him because he is the truth, transparency. That's what the beach needs. That's what America needs, everyone. We need transparency. We need that clear vision of what's happening, and we need the new generation to come up and stand up and be the voice. So speaking of the voice, do y'all love the show? Tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know. Speaking of the voice, Patti LaBelle and I are doing a big event on May 11th in the Bronx, New York at the Lehman Center Performing Arts Center with Lehman College and Cooney. And I am so excited that I am like involved with Patti LaBelle, an evening with Patti LaBelle. Did y'all get that? So I know you've been asking me for the reservation number. I can't speak right now because I'm so excited that Patti and I just love the fact that the invitation says an evening hosted by Max Tucci, an evening with Patti LaBelle. I know it's a little narcissistic right now, but it's like the soul diva herself is going to be playing May 11th for the Children's Hospital at Montefiore at Lehman Center. You're supporting both causes, so I do hope that you come and join us. There are three levels of tickets. $350 is for the VIP reception with Patti LaBelle, and then the concert VIP sitting there. And then there's a $250 ticket just for the reception, but there's no point in that. And then there's the $100 ticket, the VIP ticket, for the concert. But I hope you get the $350 because then you're going to meet me and hang out with Patti and Max and Bree Bythewood, who I just absolutely adore. Bree Bythewood, she's taping a Bravo show. The poor girl is like freaking out because it's her first reality show. And I was like, girl, you got this. Don't even worry about it. So again, the number to RSVP is 718-960-8835. If you feel that you want to hear the show again, and I hope you do, or if you feel you need to get some information that you missed, it's in the archives at latalkradio.com/max with a capital max.php. You can get over 5 years of archives there. I'm going to encourage you to get the LA Talk Radio app. It's free. Take me to bed with you every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard. We got to give a big shout out. One of my Buddha Ball volunteers, a lovely, lovely lady named Regina Bruel. She passed away, and it was just really devastating because it's like all these people that I know are just dying of cancer, but I know that their spirits are living, so that's one way that I can get by. So, Regina, thank you so much for being part of Buddha Ball, and namaste. I salute you, and thank you for your getting involved at the last minute and really helping us with the foundation. We're going to be playing a Patti LaBelle song to play out for this night tonight. I have to thank Con Jackson. Lace up with Con Jackson. Everybody wear sneakers to work tomorrow. Say it's for Boston. Say it's for Martin Richard. And of course, go Google Dave Crystal so you can learn more about him there. I got to say, I love you to my Angie. Her services were over the weekend. And man, Angie taught me the asses that you kick on the way up are the ones that you kiss on the way down. Keeping that in mind this week, remember to take life to the max this week. I love you all for listening. Stay tuned. We're going to play When You've Been Blessed by Patti LaBelle. And stay tuned because I got a special message for you in the middle of that song. Hit it, Ronan. When You've Been Blessed by Patti LaBelle on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio.
In a world of weak and strong, in a sea of having had nots,
And you've been blessed. I've been blessed by having you all tune in tonight to Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. I thank you for being here. I'm glad to be back. It feels good to be home on Max and Friends every Sunday night on LA Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We've got some great shows coming ahead for you. I promise that. Hashtag Lace Up. Follow Con Jackson, C-O-N-N Jackson on Twitter. Follow Dave Crystal. Go join his page. Thank you all for tuning in. When you've been blessed, Martin Richard, feels like heaven on Max and Friends. Everyone, take this week to the max. Thanks, Ronan, for your help tonight. Good night, everyone. I love you for listening.